Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Linda Crozier.
She's not here right now.
I understand. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to take the survey and answer a few questions?
Sure.
Thank you very much. First of all, I need to know that you're in a safe place and you can talk openly. We don't want to put you in danger or jeopardy. Okay.
What's this about? Okay, go ahead.
It's about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and a registered voter?
Yes. But who are you? Are you a Republican, or where are you going with this? I'm not answering anything. I want to know who you are.
Yeah, we are from a private company. We are independent. We got nothing to do with politics. We're not Republicans, Democrats. This is a public opinion survey, and all of your answers are confidential.
All right, go ahead. I don't like doing this on the phone, however. But I'm happy to tell you that I hate Trump. That's all I'm going to tell you. So there you go.
I understand.
Do you need anything else?
Opinion. No, nothing else. I just, read a few questions, and then you answer according to your knowledge. And whatever your opinion is, we respect that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Absolutely. Yes, I will vote. You bet I will vote.
That will be a definitely then.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian?
I'm white or Caucasian.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
I'm very, very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Public school teachers.
Good. I don't know where I'm supposed to be on that.
No, well, you just have to rate them on a scale from 0 to 100. You may use any number from 0 to 100.
Okay. I'd say 8 at this point, 800. I don't know.
0 to 100. 0 to 100. Public school teachers.
80.
Thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
What?
Woke culture or wokeism? If you
don't
know what it is,
I think this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Wokeism. What the hell is that about?
It's an organization. Okay. Next question. The National Education Association or NEA?
I don't know. I hope it's doing well. I don't know.
The U.S. Department of Education?
What?
The U.S. Department of Education.
I don't know how to deal with this anymore. I'd say from 1 to 10, did you say?
Yeah, from 0 to 100, any number.
I guess 80, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Charter schools?
I'd say 90.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty.
What the hell is that about?
You don't know what it is? Okay, no problem. Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
-000.
Okay, thank you. Public schools?
I don't know anymore. I mean, I'd like to see them better. I'd say I'm in favor of them. Say 80.
80. Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think what I hear is probably fair, and that's sad.
Thank you very much. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know.
Thank you. Next question. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the public school prepared them very well, 5 means they prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that they don't prepare them at all. Number 1. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting, 0 to 10.
Probably 5.
Thank you. Embrace America's values and be proud to be an American citizen.
Probably 5.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
I'd say 5.
Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
0.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
I don't know. I'd say 4.
4. Thank you very much. Become more organized and have structure.
Probably 4. I don't know that, but I'm saying 4.
Thank you very much. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money, too much money, or not enough money on public school education?
Not enough money.
Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I don't understand it. I mean, it's bizarre. I have no idea what that's about.
Okay, no problem. Next question. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I don't know that much about it. I understand that our education has changed so much with the Republicans. That's all I know.
I understand. I understand. No problem. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Too much.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics, it's unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't think I understood that statement.
I'm going to reread it. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without any censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
It depends on what state you're in.
It's nationwide. It's all over the country. If you don't know, that's okay, too. That's an answer.
I feel that nobody's doing enough to teach our children what they need to know about history. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Well, it depends on what the hell they're teaching them. You know, if they're teaching them racism, I don't agree. So there you go. You figure it out.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to, if it's okay with you, can I say you somewhat agree with that?
I guess so. I'm against teachers putting their own political stuff on stuff. That's all.
I understand. Now I'm going to read a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public school. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Teaching America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Thank you so much. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you support or oppose?
I hate to say it, but I support it. I hate the idea that we have this.
Okay, do you strongly support that or somewhat support that?
I support it, damn it.
I understand. Thank you. raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
I support that.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support. Absolutely. Children have to have good teachers. That's all.
I understand. Increasing teachers' pay.
I support that.
Strongly? Somewhat?
I strongly support it.
Thank you so much. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I think that's a lot of bullshit, Stars. I do not support that at all.
Okay, so you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose that?
I strongly oppose. I said bullshit, didn't I? Oh,
thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate it.
I'm 83, and this is crazy. What's happening
in
this country.
I understand.
Aren't you glad you got me?
Of course. Your opinion is very valuable, and you have the right to give your opinion. And we respect that. Just so you know, we respect that.
Okay.
Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I agree. That's fine.
Okay, so you strongly support that or somewhat support?
Yeah, I support it, of course.
Okay, strongly. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means that you find it somewhat convincing, and 0 means that you don't find it convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history to this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
Okay. That is such a long question. I want to do that again because I don't remember where I should be at 1 or 10. It's too long a question, quite frankly. I believe Do it again. Just give me a scenario.
Just
so you know, that is too confusing. But
I understand. Okay, I'll try to do it a little slower, and let me know if you understand.
It's not slower.
Okay. Well, teachers, according to the statement, teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons, what they're teaching, is accurate for history, the nation, and the whole world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous and unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
Which one would I agree with? I don't know that 0 to 10. I absolutely agree that our teachers should be allowed to teach whatever history is. Is that
okay,
or 10?
No, from 5 and above means that you agree completely with this statement. From 0 to
10.
5, okay, 10.
10.
Thank you very much.
10.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'm sorry. You know what? You got to figure that question out. It's too long.
I understand. No, that's all right. That's what I'm here for, to guide you and walk along with you as we go through every single question.
Let me just tell you something. Just a minute. I believe in honesty, and the honesty is history. I mean, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now ask me another question.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Do you agree? Is this convincing to you or not convincing?
I agree, but the question is too damn long. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I agree that there shouldn't be bans on books, but the question is too long, by the way.
I understand. What number you want to give this statement?
A 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education.
Wait a minute. Start over because I can't hear you that well.
Okay. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Do you find this convincing or not?
Yes, I do. I'm liberal.
Okay.
It depends on who's teaching it.
What number you want to give this statement?
1 to 10, did you say?
Yes.
Or 5? I'd give it an 8.
An 8. Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you very much. That will be a strong agree or somewhat agree.
It depends on what part of the country you are. I'd say it's an agree.
Okay, no problem. Public school
wait. You gotta listen to me. If you're in Florida, that's a different agree. If you're in New York, it's a different agree. So it depends on where the hell you live.
I understand. And according to you, where you live, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I live in Arizona. I mean, in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know what the hell I agree with. I would like to see, I don't know. Give me the question again.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I would agree with that, of course.
Okay. That will be strong agree or somewhat agree, because those are the only two options I have.
Somewhat agree, because I don't know how the teachers are not getting, we're not getting the same type of teachers we used to get because nobody's paid enough. So,
I understand.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Are they learning it? They're not learning it, are they?
Well, they're saying they have the right to learn. That's what the statement.
Oh, yes. Of course they have the right to learn. I'm sorry.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational?
College.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
I'm retired and I'm 83.
Thank you very much. You sound younger, though, and you are a very strong woman. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
I'm widowed.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat, somewhat Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think probably I'm a somewhat Democrat. I mean, I'm in the middle of the road.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Honey, at 83, I hope not.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No, I have grandchildren, but no children.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week?
Never.
Or every
never,
day?
Never. Never. Never.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally, to someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
Oh, my God, never.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you, someone in your household? Doesn't apply at all?
I'm confused by the question. I'm sorry.
Okay, have you professed as a teacher, educator, or classroom aide? Have you ever worked in teaching, such as an educator,
no.
a teacher?
No, I have not.
Someone in your family?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban,
thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I really thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful day.
I hope we're on the right track. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You get my message? Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got it. Bye-bye.